This is Len, and you're listening to Big J, Dean Lipa on the Jabbercast, Talk Radio on the go.
Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big J, Dean Lipa, Talk Radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast Podcast, Talk Radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big J, Dean Lipa, all rights reserved, listener feedback encouraged, some conditions apply, open mind sold separately. Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lipo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
Not bad. Kind of a nice day. A little cool. A little hectic here at the last second with all the hardware configurating.
I got no signal.
Configurating. That's something to do with figure skating, isn't it?
When you I
think
do that
so. crazy eight thing. Figurating.
It's not a Sow Cow, I know.
And not a South Cow.
Sow Cow.
That's somebody that writes with their left hand.
Is it? Or pitches with their left hand?
South Cow. I'm a South Cow.
Is that a cow that moves from the left side? You could probably hear that. If we put a mic out the window, there's some cows in the vicinity. You probably pass them on the way here.
Can you hear the patties, though? That's what I'm getting at.
The patties hitting the ground?
The patties! Hey, did we actually check out levels or anything like that? And I wonder how things are. Hey,
I could actually just go check, see what we're
check talking. It out, man. That doesn't matter. However, we're coming through. Let me hear you talk for a second.
Here I am talking on the...
Yeah, you're loud, clear, clean, crisp, broadcast-like, and you got me way down, getting back at me.
Oh,
whoa,
hey.
What's going on here? He's got the show on.
No, sorry about that.
At least we got a listener. Hey. Anyways, I think things are seem pretty good. Okay, time for a break. No.
No breaking yet.
Speaking of breaking.
Yeah.
We've broken things here and there, haven't we? Oh, wait, how are you?
It's all about Big JD.
It's all about Lipo.
I'm doing fine.
Yeah.
Everything's going good, yeah.
That's good.
Can't complain.
I was going to say you got some downtime, but we've had downtime anyway. Aside from the downtime.
You mean?
The legal downtime. Everybody's down at DCX.
There's no more D. In
DCX.
In DCX.
Ooh, it's just CX now.
That sounds like the last half of a radio station.
It's just Chrysler again. What is it? CBX? Cerebrus?
Cerebrus X. CCX, that's it. Yeah.
Is it really?
No.
CDX. Or a C...
C.
CCX.
CCX.
Ooh.
All the hits all the time on CCX. No. Yeah, there's some downtime. Going to be making a new product. They're going to take some time to get all that ready. But that's neither here nor there. We're here at the Jabbercast Studios doing a show this week on surgery. Why surgery? Why would we pick such a wacky topic as surgery? Are we doctors? Are we nurses? Hospital
no, but
staff?
We're
what?
We've been surgicized.
Oh, really?
Recently. Both of us.
Sure.
Why not? A lot of other people have too as well. So we'll have a lot of callers today discussing surgery. Did you sign into Messenger with the Jabbercast thing?
No.
And maybe you can do that.
Can I do that?
I hope you can. I can't run everything on here.
Yeah.
It's a power book, but it hasn't been very powerful lately. It's actually awesome. I don't understand this... issues I have with recording gear. I think too many things running in the background.
Stop that.
I can't. Actually, I do normally stop some stuff. And I think my radio show yesterday was really good, actually. I don't know if you listened to it, but I don't think there was any pops and stuff. You didn't get the podcast yet?
The Rare Rock and Heavy Metal show?
Oh, is that what it's called? Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal show on touchclassradio.com, Saturday mornings at 10.
Yes. And
did I say that?
It went well?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Went wonderful.
Did you
It was a good show, actually.
Did you have your...
ear zone.
Did you have the ex Wicked Angel member on there?
No, I didn't. I should have, though, eh?
Positive.
He'll be down for a while, but I'll get him on.
Yes, definitely.
It's kind of early for anybody to do anything.
Not really,
but early for listeners. We got a lot of stuff happening. We might be taking a show to FM, if you can believe that.
FM.
This show.
Hard to believe.
Mm-hmm. If not there, maybe satellite. But it's broadcast all over the place, actually. Go to thejabbercast.com and find out more information about all that. And as well, actually, bigjd.com, and you can find this and many other podcasts and broadcasts that we do, like Easy Mac Podcast. There's a link there for Easy Mac, the Rare Rock Show, the Jabbercast, my You Talking to Me show, all kinds of things. The Jeff and Lana show. There's a link to Mike's, if you guys know Mike LaPlante, he does the Border City Radio podcast.
Yes. I got to get the new one of those up soon.
That'd be nice.
I don't understand how I would change my identity in Yahoo Messenger.
Well, you have a drop down, I think, that you can change, don't you? Or else go to something up at the top there that...
No, it would be my profiles, but when I go to my profiles, it automatically takes me to Yahoo's page here. And
you're automatically signing in when it boots up to something else?
Yeah.
If anybody has the answer to that...
Why can't you just do that on yours?
Well, I can't. Okay, I will. And if something happens, it's all your fault.
That is a power book, isn't it?
Yeah, but like I said...
Too many things going on at once.
Too many apples can spoil the bushel.
Oh, I was going to say the soup.
Yeah, what is the whole thing? I see Lippo's on.
Good job.
But there you go. Yeah, we can be contacted live.
Right now.
Right here, right now. Showtime.
Yahoo Messenger.
How do they do that? Yahoo Messenger. Oh, what's our username? The Jabbercast.
The Jabbercast.
There you go. That's the only way we can be contacted live right now.
That's right.
Unless somebody wants a call. We gave out the number before.
No phone call. Well, you could, but I'm not going
to
do that.
We can't get them on, actually, Ray. We're not quite equipped to broadcast a phone call yet in any way, shape, or form. I'm trying to do that myself.
Well, we could. If I could sign on to Yahoo Messenger, I could take my audio out.
Yeah, stick it's just it in chaotic, here. Though. We have to try it sometime.
I got nothing else going on over here.
We've got to try it sometime and see how it works. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. You got some people on there, or you look all...
I don't know. I'm just checking things out here as we go, but...
Okay. I think everything's cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I was going to start our conversation with, as far as surgery goes, is the place where all surgery happens. Because I know we're going to get into the fear...
Hopefully where it all happens.
Yeah. we get into the fear of getting cut up and stuff.
Loathing.
Fear. There is some fear and loathing, positively. And that is the hospital. And I think a lot of people don't want to get looked at by a doctor because they know they're going to have to get surgery, and that involves going to a hospital. And I know a lot of people, including myself, I was there at one time, look at hospitals as a terrible place. It's like, I don't ever want to go near a hospital or go...
They smell like pee. I used to
go to the geriatric ward.
Make dares with my dad and stuff if we were ever in a nursing home or a hospital or anything like that. Like... For all my whole life, not just like, you know, when he was ill or anything, but to lick the numbers on the elevator or lick the rails inside the, you know, as you walk down the hall, the bumper rails and stuff like that. I'll give you $20 if you lick that. Lick the buttons in an old age home in the elevator.
That's
something.
That is warped. No, now I really know where you get your warped sense of humor.
It's from Pappy.
He was out there, wasn't he?
Did
your dad ever do any drugs?
Was that?
Was he a drug taker?
No. He was just a fun guy.
Fun guy, I'll say.
And he was a laugh.
What was his age like during the summer of love? Like, what was his perspective of, you know, free love and dropout, tune in? And
I don't know. He was beyond all that stuff, I think, just because of the fact that, I mean, 60s, 68, 69.
Right.
Married, kids, you know what I mean? Like... Right. Living a respectable life, working and all that stuff.
Okay.
He did all that young. 21. My mom was like 18.
That's good.
So it was all young and he was into the family thing. But we had lots of fun.
I noticed you got the podcast shirt on.
That's right. My uniform. iPodcast shirt. I have to get a couple pictures today with this on.
Sure.
I'll have to do it at your mic though because you got the boom. I don't have my boom here.
Boom! Anyway, back to hospitals. He's getting all tense. So what I want to talk about as far as...
After this break, we'll talk about hospitals and whatever it is that you want to get into.
Well, the whole fear of hospitals. You know, the people, including myself, like I said, don't want to go to a doctor because they're afraid they're going to have to eventually find themselves in a hospital.
We'll be back. And here we are. Hey, how does that work now? Because we're broadcasting live. Oh, I know how it works.
You got to put something in there.
That's right.
Holy moly.
What a break that way. Hey, we're back. Okay, I'm back on course here. Back after this commercial. Hey, what's going on? We're back. Nothing. We still got to get used to this.
I got no signal.
It's not like a normal setup.
What's going on, Big JD?
And here we are. I still could have slipped something in because I hadn't started the timer.
Holy
now we're back on the 10-minute schedule. We do too much broadcasting and podcasting and editing and timekeeping and shifting. So let's talk about hospitals.
Okay. When you were a kid, did you mind going to hospitals or what did you think of that?
No, I didn't. It was pee. It always smelled like piss. Pee.
Because you were visiting.
I didn't like going to a hospital, I don't think.
No.
Yeah, you go visit somebody or whatever, but you walk down a hall and you smell the dirty laundry and stuff like that. That's what I didn't. I probably didn't think anything about surgeries or anything like that at the time or what a hospital meant or anything like that, I guess. I don't know. Anymore, it almost seems like it's a place of safety.
Yep.
You know what I mean? You get this feeling of, you know, it's a good place to be in a lot of cases.
Sure. My own personal experience was, you go to the hospital to visit somebody as a kid or a teenager or whatever, and you find out 2 weeks later or a month later, oh, Uncle Charlie died.
Right.
Oh, your grandfather died.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just saw him. He was just in the hospital. So this happened to me, you know, not a regular basis, but that was my experience with hospitals. Go there, visit somebody. Some period of time later, he dies in the hospital or she
right.
dies.
Mm-hmm.
So I really didn't like going to hospitals at all myself. I built up some psychological fear of going there.
Mm-hmm.
And then my wife got in a car accident when I was relatively young, in my early 20s. And that kind of changed things because I spent a lot of time in the hospital and you kind of, you know, you get to know how people go to work there and they, you know, they have a life built around the hospital. And it really changed my perspective of hospitals and how well they can take care of people, for sure. You know, mm-hmm. the doctors come in, and whereas I think my experience before that was nothing but go visit and then they're dead because they're not getting taken care of. Whereas someone like my wife, she was young. She had just had to get some surgery done, lots of surgery. My wife had multiple surgeries. And I think that really shaped my perception of hospitals. But a lot of people don't get treatment for something that's wrong with them because they're afraid that they're going to end up in a hospital. Do you agree or no?
For fear of ending up there because they're afraid to go there or be there. Or,
right.
I don't know. A hospital's a good place, I think, and it's somewhere, it's where you're going to get taken care of, I think, and I haven't really talked to somebody that said, you know, I would have to say that I can't remember all the occasions, but people in my family say, you know, I don't want to go to the hospital or I don't want to, you know, a lot of them, I don't want to go to the doctor, find out what's wrong, let alone
right.
go to the hospital
exactly.
or have to spend time there. But I have found over time, now that I've been in a hospital and so forth, that if I got something wrong, I want to be there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
For sure.
Not even so much the doctor, like just your family doctor or anything like that. They don't... they know things, but they don't have as much experience as the hands-on that the doctors and nurses have, hook you up to the machines, do these tests, diagnosis, all these different things. And I want all the tests done. I want to go for the x-ray. I want to go for this. I want to go for that. I want something shoved up my bottom. No, I don't. But you know what I mean? Like everything's there, all the machines, all the equipment, everything. If they're going to find something out or what's wrong with you or you know, for x-rays and everything, like that's where I want to be. I want to be where everything's going to get done. And then bring me lunch.
Well, now in here in Windsor, they have the new system for the kitchen. It's like a restaurant. It's like a hotel, I should say. It's like room service.
The system.
Yeah, you get.
You write down what you want for later and that kind of thing. You mean
it's three meals a day, but
right.
you can get them anytime you want. It's not like lunchtime or.
Oh, you can.
You just
so if you get it early, you can't have lunch. Then you only get three.
You get three.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of neat. I didn't know you can get it whenever you want, because I know that normally you fill out a card for what you want for the next day's breakfast, lunch, and dinner or whatever, and then they bring them to you when they're scheduled.
But, based on the choice that they have there.
But you can get it early if you want.
Yeah, it's like a hotel now.
Can you break it up? Like, just bring me the pudding now, and I'll have the sandwich at lunchtime.
No, I don't think it's... So they must have, obviously, some staff that are specifically doing nothing but that.
Oh, yeah. The restaurant staff.
Right. Oh, here's Bruno behind
Cafeteria
you.
Staff.
Big JD. Yep. You said you want something to suck up your ass, and Bruno.
Okay, I'm thinking of the lizard or the bird. What? I'm looking for something.
We got a new bird.
Yeah, I know. Well, did you name him yet?
Kiwi.
A he? What is it?
I don't know. You want to go check?
Yeah, well, why not? What's his name? Kiwi?
Kiwi.
That's not a name.
There he is. So we just said his name, and he chirped. I don't know if people can hear that through.
Or the parrot on my shoulder.
Parrots are cool. I was going to get her a
Big JD Jr. wants a cracker. Big JD Jr. wants a crackhead. Okay.
Wants a crackhead?
Crack at her. It's the other bird. I don't know if it's a female.
Bruno wants a crack at you, at your crack.
18 and over right here on Touch Class Radio.
Or is that all talk?
I get everything mixed up because of the A of the T thing.
Yeah, it's all A's.
Talk. I touch. Like, I'm really confused about everything. I just say go to bigjd.com. I can't even say that right. .com. Got milk. Got birds and dragon slayers. Anyways, just go there and everything's there. So.
BigJD.com.
Yeah. I mean, even the Border City and Harry's Philosophy Corner. I got everything on there. Yeah, everything's on there. I got you covered.
So this is the Big JD Podcast Network.
Yeah.
Is it?
No, it doesn't say that on there, but I suppose it's I got a program guide on there with all the stuff that, you know, the main things we do. And then I got a links thing there that has your other stuff on it, too.
You get Memory Maker Helen in it?
I don't want to put that on my main thing because of... Unless you wanted me to. What's that?
Get Memory Maker Helen in there and get her podcast on.
I was supposed to see her tonight.
Come on.
To do the You Talking to Me show.
Wow.
Where the one-on-one interview thing for, wherever it is.
And you're doing that every week?
We had Oh, it's been insane, man.
You're insane.
We have to... And I'm like ahead by five shows. And she had to postpone because of it's a whole big thing I got to tell you about her email and the whole, she had all the problems with the computer. And anyway, so it's postponed now till Thursday with her. So that'll be a fun show on scrapping.
You want to scrap?
We're going to fight.
You and Helen.
Scrapbooking. That'll be neat. So anyway.
That's cool.
Scrapping will put you in the hospital. Nowadays, people pulling guns and knives. It's not like the old days when you use your fists. Somebody wins and that's it. Well, now the buddies are jumping in and you're just shooting and they're kicking your teeth in and you got to go to the hospital. That's where you end up for surgery.
Right.
But anyways, the hospital thing, I don't know. I want to be there when something's wrong. Get you out of work, if nothing else.
Get you out of work.
I go there for no reason now sometimes. Just for lunch.
Well, yeah, they got good
lunches. They got Tim Hortons in there.
Yes, they do. I don't know how they get away with that. That's not very healthy at all.
But in reality, the hospitals are quite clean, I would have to say. Pretty clean, like a well-oiled machine in there. Everything runs pretty smooth, I think.
Well, I know the most part. I know the Windsor Regional Hospital here, they use the Toyota system of operating a business.
Oh, everybody's doing calisthenics in the morning?
Maybe. I don't know if that's the case or not, but I know that that's what they use, whatever system.
Whatever Toyota uses. They build cars now in the hospital. What do
no,
they do?
No, they don't do that. But whatever the administrative and system management, it's a system. It's a Toyota.
It's got to be good. If it's Toyota, Japanese, you know everything works the way it's supposed to. Like the well-oiled machine.
How come Canada didn't come up with something like that?
Because we're too laid back in Western civilization.
That's what it is,
and isn't it? In the East, or wherever, Europe even.
I want to bang a gong when you do that. In the East. Bong.
They have a different work ethic, I think. It's work. Work.
Do you think they live as long as we do? It just seems
you don't see any gray Japanese and Chinese and stuff like that, do you, really?
Not a lot.
They don't turn gray. They eat too well. That's another thing. I think they eat pretty good. Some of the stuff we hear and the way it's made, maybe I don't think is quite as well as what they do and have there. But I think they eat like a more vegetable, natural kind of thing, except for the dog. I don't know how where that fits in, but it's just a old wives' tale.
So the Japanese are a little more high strung, you think?
High strung?
Yeah.
I suppose.
You say we're laid back. I'd say they're high strung.
Yeah. I think they're go-getters when it's work and it's all about work. You know what I mean? Their ethics are strict, I think.
It's the ethic thing, for sure. It's a... Yeah. Who? Hey, who?
So, yeah, that's what I think that's all about. And so, yeah, hospitals are a well-oiled machine. And I think that it'd be nice for us to get into the actual surgery thing coming up right after this.
The day, the music.
This is DJ Sin Rock, and I'm calling on all listeners. On March the 2nd, 2007, the CRB approved royalty rates that will bury any small webcaster, and that includes ATOC Radio as well as any other online radio. I need you as a listener to either go to the website www.atocradio.com, or in Second Life, come to Sinful Pleasures, and in front of the doghouse, you will see a sign saying Save Net Radio. I need you to click on that sign or go to the website and read the article. And then as a listener, I need you to go to the petition site and sign the petition to help save online radio. What will Second Life or any other online game or even online chatting be like without online radio? Band together as listeners and as other online radio stations and sign our petition and help us save online radio. I saw you dancing in the gym. You both kicked off your shoes.
Hey folks, Big JD here from the Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show, Saturday mornings at 10 on A Touch of Class Radio.com.
Yeah, check out the Rare Rock Show. And it is important that you maybe go sign the petition at touchofclassradio.com to help save online radio. It's important.
For sure. I thought it was all that was over, but it's not. I thought the bill.
No, things are worse and worse. That Pandora, you know, Pandora. That's online music listening. You set your preferences, and they just stream you music that you're interested in, and it works fantastic. It's amazing. Well, they just emailed me and said they can't do it anymore because I'm in Canada. My IP address, you know, shows basically where I'm from, and because it's Canada, they can't stream music to me now.
Really?
Because US can't do whatever some certain. I don't know what their limitations, licensing agreement, and everything. Let's get the timer going.
Okay. Yeah, so I would definitely suggest our listeners go over to
atouchclassradio.com.
Oh, and click on the Save Internet Radio.
Yeah, yeah, just do that and sign the petition there. They got it all taken care of rather than trying to do it another way. I think the Rare Rock Show on my links page, I have something on there that you can click on too. Basically goes to this, it's the same idea, it goes to the same place, but surgery, operations. Did you have the game operation when you were a kid?
Of course.
Take out wrenched ankle.
I think my kids got it as well. We got a brand new version of it.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's kind of neat. You use the tweezers and you get in there, and if you touch the sides, it goes...
That's right.
The guy's funny looking that's painted on there. But
he looks like a clown.
I never thought much of surgery and operation until I got a little older.
Because?
And firsthand, you see, you know, like, even when I was a little younger or still... You know, not that long ago, my grandmother had surgery or something like that, but I never, it didn't directly involve me so much. You know, my parents were around and they'd take care of this, take care of that kind of thing. But as I get older now and I'm the one that's going to do the visiting and I help take care, you know what I mean? Those things, like see my grandmother have a couple surgeries or whatever, but my wife has had, you know, a couple surgeries or whatever, and me with the shoulder and that kind of stuff. And it's closer to me now, everything that goes on, and you start to realize what surgery is, what it entails, and how painful it can be.
It can be painful.
And the healing process and the physiotherapy, the whole thing. It's like very time consuming.
Sure.
Even if it's not you directly, you know, and you have to visit somebody or take care of somebody and all that stuff, it's a big thing sometimes.
For sure. But sometimes it's, depending on what it is, it can be nothing.
Yeah.
Some surgeries are relatively...
The one, that what you had for your nose seemed to come and go really fast. I mean, I'm sure there was pain. I know you were, we were at the other studio there. You come with the tubes in and all that stuff. But I mean, once it comes and goes, like it's, it seems in the past. Does anything bother you anymore?
Oh, it's awesome.
Everything's perfect
it's
now.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
I'll say the first 9 days are awful.
And that, what exactly was that again called?
Septoplasty.
Septoplasty.
You fix your septum, which is the piece of cartilage that runs down the middle of your nose. Mm-hmm. It separates your nasal passages. I have a frog in my throat. I'm going to clear it right now.
Ribbit.
Frog's gone. And the first 9 days, I'll have to admit, if you want to, anybody wants to know what it felt like, plug your nose and take a drink of water. And if you like that feeling, well, then you wouldn't mind having some.
You had that all the time? Like that?
For the first 9 days.
Oh, your I thought nose, you meant all your life before.
No. That's what it was like. No. One side was seemed to be blocked all the time.
I have deviated sphincter.
Oh, really? So you're... Never mind. I'm going to go to what
deviated the... Deviated urethra. That's just crazy.
That is crazy. You must get a lot of urine on the floor.
You're in?
I'm in. So, yeah. If you want to know what that surgery was like, that's what you got to do. And it kind of makes you go crazy. You're thinking, I got to breathe through my nose now. But you can't. And you just try to make your mind go somewhere else, you know. Either play guitar or listen to some loud music or watch some porn or something.
Snort coke.
No, I didn't do anything like that. No drugs. I wanted to be healthy since that was all kind of a... It's an ingestion thing, you know. It's all connected to your mouth or whatever. Yeah. You want to keep that nice and clean and healthy as you can.
But it seems that was it a? I don't recall it being so long that your healing thing was it as long as like the leg lingers on or my shoulder lingers on. You know what I mean?
No, nothing like that. It was just like I say, the first 9 days, and then after that, it was once you can start breathing out of your nose, it's like
Were there stitches?
Stitches, yeah. Well, the tubes are stitched to the inside of your nose.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so. Wow, that's crazy. And I couldn't fathom having the tubes in like you had. I don't know. I'd go crazy.
You really think you are going crazy? It's kind of funny how a lot of surgical things that I've had, you get to the point where I can't take this anymore. Mm-hmm. Is death better than this? I'm suicidal. And I'll never forget the day those tubes came out. It was like, it was like.
Did her get them out? They freeze it or anything? Or
no, it feels awesome.
Oh, you'd have to put me right out.
Why?
I don't know. To do anything.
He just takes the scissors and snips the stitches and...
It hurts my shoulder when people look at it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Actually, for the last 3 days, it's been really horrible. Maybe because of the weather, and I don't understand that, because I don't think I can have arthritis in it or anything. Well, why is that? But today, it's not bad. It's better. But I still have a lot of... Everything's painful still. And it's been a few months now.
The reason... You know why that is, and you're going to get used to that as you get older, is the... Since your shoulder is in such a high state of sensitivity, it's sensitive to everything, including the pressure in the air.
So is that what that is? Air pressure?
It's air pressure.
So it's not just like, I know it's going to rain because no reason. There's a reason for why people feel that way.
Yep, exactly. And some people are affected by their sinuses or whatever, but that's a highly sensitive.
Do you have any sensitivity now in your nose from anything, or just it's done?
Everything's beautiful. It is.
Everything is beautiful in its own way.
You were going to harmony there, weren't you?
Yeah, I was trying to do something and you stopped.
But I got a frog again. I got this
frog. Clear it out. Don't worry about turning anything down.
Just give it a hark. I really could, but I'm not going to do that. It's from this tea we're drinking.
Spit it over here.
You want a hark?
I'll catch it.
No, I'm not going to do that. Maybe on our next break, I'll take a trip to the jabber can.
The jabber can. Everything's jabber, like everything.
I podcast.
Everything's jabber now.
The jabber board.
You got your jabber cans on?
Got my jabber cans on. You're drinking your jabber tea?
Your jabber pop on the mic. Jabber pop cereal.
Sure.
Steve and Larry's jabber pop.
They can't be credited for everything. We got to get some credit around here.
We do, yeah. There's more. We need more than that credit. We need some sponsorship.
Sure.
How long can we do everything for free?
There is probably...
The radio station doesn't pay us enough. By the way, I just got to say again, Rick, Sin, cool station, man. It's been fun. We really appreciate it. All the time, I appreciate this. It's really cool to have this avenue to do what we do.
Sure.
I think it's neat. And also to DJ Amy for hooking it all up. That's appreciate that.
Awesome.
It's fun.
Yeah. I didn't know what you were saying, Rick, Sin. I'm
oh, sorry. We Rick and Sin from the owners of the station run the thing. They're at the helm.
See, I'm afraid to say one station over the other. You know?
Yeah, I know. It's we do a lot of stuff, and it just gets pretty crazy. But we're glad to be here.
Sure are.
And we'll enjoy it while we can.
So you had... It's hard for me to say that. Yeah. It's something...
Soldier?
No, it's a shoulder surgery.
Yes.
And...
that was the only surgery I've ever had so far. I know there'll be a lot more. I'll get eventually the hip replacement and maybe the other shoulder done. I don't know what else. Maybe some plastic surgery. I'd like bigger boobs.
Bigger moobs.
Yeah.
Actually, you and Lana talked about moobs on the Jeff and Lana show.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The gynecomastic.
That's what it's stuff. Called. Thank you, yes.
Gynecomastia, yeah. I don't have that, but I'm losing. I lost a lot of muscle in one, though. My left side, not yeah, like everything is diminished.
Yeah, and it's going to take a long time for that to get back.
Oh, yeah.
It's funny how fast your muscle tissue leaves you and how long it takes to get...
Atrophicizes. Muscle atrophy is that's where you lose your muscle, as opposed to hypertrophy, where your muscles are pumped up.
So I wonder how come that is. How come you lose it so fast?
Well, before you use your fat up and before you use your carbohydrates as energy, the muscle will go. Fat's always the last thing to go, man. Your body tries to hang on to fat like crazy. That's and fun. If you're not doing like strenuous type like things where you need immediate energy, which is your carbohydrate stores and the sugar stores and stuff like that, you're not going to use that either. Your body's going to hang on to the fat for sure, and it's going to be the muscle that goes. It's just that's the way it is. Your body uses things up in stages, steps, and the muscle will go.
It's the survival part of our instinct or whatever.
Yeah, the way the body's chemistry, that's just the way. And
the way it goes.
Kind of sucks because it takes a long time to build all that stuff back up that leaves so fast. And you gain fat really fast.
Yeah.
You lose your muscle.
Yeah.
And... In turn, because of all these things, your metabolism slows down mm-hmm. and, you know, your ability to do a lot of things and fatigue, you get tired a lot easier, and that's just the way things are.
It doesn't seem like a very healthy thing at all.
No, not necessarily. We'll be back right after this important message.
All right, contrary to what y'all heard, ATLC is an adult station and may contain explicit language and sexual content. You think you got a radio voice? Want to try being a DJ? Be sure to go to www.atouchofclassradio.com and fill out the DJ application form.
Couple more quick station IDs there.
Yeah, so we were talking about how kind of unhealthy, but yet it's just the way the body works when we hurt ourselves. It seems unhealthy that your metabolism slows down, you lose your muscle.
Yeah, that's why it's important that if you can do any exercise after a surgery, which is hard depending on what your surgery is, or at least, you know, eat properly and try and still take vitamins and minerals. But everything comes into play. You got to take painkillers and stuff like that and fill your body with chemicals. It's bad too, but you have to go through it. And at the same time, yet though, your surgery is going to start to heal, you know, and hopefully very quickly you'll get back on your feet. And it was a couple of weeks before I went to see the surgeon again after, and it was about a week later that I was in therapy, whereas I know somebody that had the same surgery, not the same surgery, mine was worse, but they still had arthroscopic shoulder surgery, and they were in within, I think, the first week in the therapy.
Sure.
But I've also found just recently that they actually have to go have surgery again. I don't know what happened. Ooh. My guess is maybe too early. But I said to my therapist, I said, would you rather see me early? He said, yeah, I'd like to see you right away. But I don't know how good that is. But I don't know how good it is a few weeks later that I started to get so much scar tissue that it's hard to move it in some ways. And we're trying to break through that. Maybe a week earlier, but I don't know about the first week, man. I don't think I could have dealt with it. I don't know if it'd be healed enough to do that.
But well, there's got to be some kind of compromise as far as right. swelling. Mm-hmm. Swelling has got to be a big thing. Because you can only move so much.
Swelling and the liquid that builds up and
right.
the other little complications.
But then if you wait, the scar tissue gets a chance to take hold.
And I'm really bad with scar tissue. I grow it really fast. And that's my big downfall with the whole thing. So you have, you had arthroscopic on your knee.
Yes.
And probably some of the same similar stuff. You had swelling probably for.
Yep. For quite a while, actually. Yep. In fact, if I stand up on it without anything on it, it'll swell. And that's when we first got here, I didn't have anything on it. Last night was the first night I slept without anything on my knee.
You still ice it all the time?
Nope.
No? Do you do exercises with it? A lot of exercise?
Oh, exercise every day, yeah. Yeah. And I suppose I could ice it, but there's really no pain when I'm done. It's a little achy, and I could ice it and might feel
Do you
better.
Ice it with a pad on it, or do you ice it with direct ice?
I have a pad, like a... It's a thing that's in the freezer, and it's in cloth. Mm-hmm. It's a cloth thing, and it's like a bag of peas all the time.
Yeah.
It doesn't last as long as an ice pack, but it's good for 10, 12 minutes. It's good ice.
Probably don't need more than that, really, do you?
No. No, it feels good after that.
I don't know if you can, if direct ice is something that will help you, but usually, like with direct ice, that's what I use.
Mm-hmm.
I can use a pad if I want, but direct ice is a lot faster. I can direct ice for about 2 to 3 minutes, and that's it. As opposed to sitting with a pad on for, you know, it's nice if you're going to relax and sit with, but I mean, I don't really want to sit there for another, I have to heat it up as it is. So heating it takes, you know, 10, 15, 20 minutes before I can exercise.
You heat it up, right?
I have to heat it up first.
And what do you do to do that?
I use, I have a gel pack that you can put it in the microwave. And these are some good tips and tricks for anybody.
There you go.
Tricks. It's a gel pad from Walmart. And it's like this blue, heavier blue liquid inside a plastic mm-hmm. thing, kind of like a bag of vegetables. But anyways, you can put it in the microwave to heat it, or you can put it in the freezer to freeze it. And it freezes to a point where it's still mobile, you know what I mean? Like a bag of peas or something that you would put on. But you can go either way with it. So I heat it in the microwave for a minute and a half. It's nice and hot. I lay on a heating pad for the back part and my neck and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put this over the front. And I also sometimes use the TENS unit. I do that for about 10 to 20 minutes. Then I can do my exercises. As soon as I'm done, for swelling, I have to use ice. So rather than sit again for 15 minutes with an ice thing on, I use direct ice. I have a special cup that you make ice so it sticks out when you take the bottom of it off. And I use that for 2 to 3 minutes on my shoulder. Good to go.
Good to go.
It's crazy using direct ice. A lot of people can't do that.
Just because of the skin.
It's right on the skin and it's freezing, especially I have to time it so I stay on long enough because you don't want to do it that long.
No.
But 2 to 3 minutes is what's required, so I do too.
So can you get like frostbite doing that, I wonder?
Oh, you certainly could if you do it too long or leave it in one spot too much long, you know what I mean? You got to move it around.
Got to move it around.
And it's hard because I got to reach behind too to get the back. It's just crazy, the whole thing. I can't much take it, but I got to say I'm not in as much pain. Like normal sitting pain, like if I'm just, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm moving at all anyway, I feel it. It hurts. It's like a real bad arthritic thing. All the time. Hmm. I got your frog.
I'm glad I gave someone my frog. No, I thought I got rid of it. Actually, you're doing pretty good. I seen that if your blinkers failed.
No, I can't do that. That's hard. Get my arm out because I got to swipe in to get in our building.
Yes.
At the other studio.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to put my arm out with a thing that swipes. Oh, it's hard, man. I couldn't do it at all before, but now I can at least do it, but it's slow. I get my arm up to the window of the Jeep and hang it over and kind of, you know what I mean? I got to be in the right spot to do it. I'm slowly opening some doors and things like that, but I got to be careful.
Because?
Because of the pain.
Okay.
And most movements I still can't do. I don't think anybody realizes how bad it is. I was at the surgeon. He goes, oh, you can, you know, do, he says, you may find now that, you know, you you're not benefiting so much from physiotherapy, and you can do some of the things on your own, like put your arm up. And he does it against the wall and goes like this. I'm like, I can't do that. I can't put my arm even to my side, let alone lift it up. I can't do anything like that. And I said, my fingers hurt, the tips. And when I tap them or when I push on something, and my elbow's all swollen still. I got, you know, and oh yeah, you got, you know, probably still have some liquid in there. And you're, yeah, you some people will have that in there. They'll feel that for a while in their fingers, and yeah, it's all just normal. Yeah, okay. I'm an invalid. And then physiotherapy, like, you know, oh, it's been stiff and I can't do this and I can't lift it like this. And they listen, and it's like almost as if it doesn't go anywhere.
Did
like
you
maybe
say
it's
something?
Normal or, yeah. They don't say that, oh, there's nothing wrong with you, but they don't say anything. They just, okay. And
that's
I just continue on with not being able to do a lot of things. And I ask them from time to time that I'm not, and I'm not restricted to try things, but I have to be careful what I'm doing.
Have you lately?
But they don't have me doing those exercises yet.
Have you done anything lately that you just went, oh?
Oh, sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why did I do that?
Even when I lay down and I'm on the bed flat, and I put my arm like this, and I can't get it all the way. Yeah, can't get it all the way straight like this, and then I got to bring it back, and I can only go like just a little bit, and sometimes I'll try and go too far, and it's just insane. Or I lift up, and it hurts back here because this whole thing is lifting. Like it gets to a point like right here, and this, and my arm won't lift anymore, but it pulls on the trap of the neck. Your
trapezoids,
yeah, trapezius.
Trapezius, that's
trapezoid.
That's a shape.
Yeah,
shapes of things. How much time we got left for our next break? I just want to know if we want to get into the actual what we're doing to, okay, maybe not.
A couple of minutes before a break, and I'm out of tea as it is here.
You're out of tea.
Live radio, man. We need a third person to
get us some
jabber on for a while we
get some
take a break.
Get some jabber tea.
No, we're the big guys. We need a break. Smoke break.
Smoke break.
Neither one of us smoke.
No smoking going on. You're smoking as far as putting out shows, that's for sure.
Oh, my God. I'm thinking about doing a new one. No. I can't do anything. It's just ridiculous.
Are you actually thinking of an idea? Do you have an idea for another show? Seriously or no?
I don't think so. No.
Oh, okay.
No.
I can see.
I was just playing around a couple times with stuff like that. I could think of some ideas really quick, though, for other shows. But if we had some other people that were interested in doing shows or podcasts, get them on board to do something, that would be really cool.
Well, they can get a hold of us, and someone's got a really good idea for a podcast, let us know.
Yeah. Or even a radio show to DJ or something like that, if you have an idea. But for podcasts, that'd be phenomenal. And if there's some cash in it, we'd even go record them.
Well, yeah.
Set up the studio.
I don't think that's what I was thinking of. I was just thinking if someone else has got a podcast, a good idea for a podcast.
Well, yeah. Or for us to do, you mean?
Well, we'll set them up, you know. We'll get it cooking. Get them onto the Jabbercast, the Big JD
Network.
The Big JD Podcast Network. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The more podcasts we can get under the Big JD umbrella, I think it's going to be a force to reckon with eventually.
They're good podcasts, I must say. I mean, I think they're fun stuff to listen to, whatever's on there.
I enjoy them. For sure. Not all of them are everybody's cup of tea. I can see that.
No, not necessarily everybody's cup of tea, but they're all seem to be very different and stuff.
I'm sure that girl that was stalking you back in the 80s, she really likes listening to the shows.
Stalking me back in the 80s?
Oh, yeah. There was that girl that was stalking you when you were in Wicked Angel?
There's lots of them, but I'm not sure which one you're talking about.
I'm just joking. Oh, that's Big JD.
Lips sink ships. Stitching tabs in nine. One in a hand, two in the bush.
Okay. Let's see what Lippo's got for us today.
As far as what goes?
As far as the jabber quote goes.
Did you give us the intro to the jabber quote?
Absolutely.
Sure,
where
amazing.
Were you?
I was off.
Smoke break.
No, I was putting the tea water on.
Oh, sweet. Another green tea, man. That went down really good.
Obviously.
While
it was
hot, weeks, hot, hot.
Some weeks you don't even drink your tea because you're too busy. He's got 12.
Well, I got 1,000 things going on here.
I know. You're getting better at that. If the tea is getting drank, that means JD's right on this case.
I'm going to have to start meeting people here for interviews Sunday morning while we do this.
Sure.
Do it all at the same time.
No problem.
Yeah.
Get it all done in one fell swoop.
We got an Easy Mac show to do soon, too.
Yes, we do.
EasyMacPodcast.com. The letter E, the letter Z.
Mm-hmm. You can type in easy, like as in the craft.
At iTunes.
And it'll still come up. EasyMac.com or EZMac.com. It all shows up.
I've actually been kind of getting away from, like, on the You Talking to Me, I think, and the Jeff and Lana show, to even doing anything else. Like, they can go to RSS feed or you can go to iTunes. I don't really want to post the things anymore on the site.
Sure.
Can anybody get the RSS feed, like an XML thing? Like, just anybody? Do you have to have you don't have to have an RSS-enabled browser just to read and see and play the show from there? Maybe to subscribe, but will any browser, Windows, Internet Explorer, anything, just go to the RSS.xml and see the list?
No.
No?
No. That's a specific Opera or Safari will do it.
Opera, Safari, Firefox.
Oh, Firefox will do it as well.
But Internet Explorer won't?
No.
It must be now. I think there's RSS now.
Oh, maybe.
I think everything's going that way.
Sure.
But if somebody can't get it, well, that's your problem. And I think you should go to iTunes Store and listen. You can actually just listen from there. You don't have to subscribe either, right? You can listen to shows from there.
Yep.
Yeah, or subscribe and you get it downloaded right to your thing. So the Jabbercast is there. Easy Mac is there. If you go to BigJD.com, all the other shows, you can get a link to.
Sure.
But I don't know. The Jabbercast is the thing.
If
you're not listening to the Jabbercast, then what's the point of anything? I think the Jabbercast is sweet, man. I can't get enough of it.
You can't get enough? Well, let's do two a week then.
Well, I'm the game to do anything. The Jabbercast is just always my favorite thing.
Oh, that's good to hear.
I like the Easy Mac podcast, and the following is a big following.
Yes.
But and I'm not really sure how big the Jabbercast is, but it's a ball of fun, man. If we could get on, like, to a wide listening
worldwide audience,
you know, a morning show like the Drew and Mike or whoever, like for 4 hours or something, wouldn't that be sweet? Make prank phone calls all morning and have guests on.
Sure, I'm all for
anal ring toss.
Is it, do Mike and Drew do that?
No, that's Howard Stern.
Oh, is it?
But so, being morning show guys, man, that'd be sweet, eh?
I don't know, that's morning.
Well, yeah, whatever. I'm just saying. This is morning.
Yes, it is. It is morning.
And we're so far away from the jabber quote or hospitals right now.
Right, we are.
This has been the big network show.
Yes, it has. Talking about the big JD.
We've had a lot going on, I guess. What's going on.
Yeah, I want to get into actually the knife part of surgery.
Yeah.
Like going into surgery. So, but let's just, you want to do the, obviously you've already introduced the jabber quote.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a jabber quote. I specifically picked this one because.
Brought to us by.
This week's jabber quote brought to you by Stephen Larry.
Stephen Larry in the corner of Wabash and Strabane. Stephen Larry's.
Use jabber quotes downtown Burbank, California.
Okay.
This is a jabber quote I picked because it's not by anybody famous, and it's not apparent when I say it. It's not, you're going to say, what?
Huh? Okay. Is surgery related?
Surgery related.
Okay, let's see what you got.
Surgery is the red flower that blooms among the leaves and thorns that are the rest of medicine.
The leaves and thorns that are the rest of medicine. Hmm. Yeah, that's like something.
That's something.
So I kind of get the idea, but it's like, okay, to explain it.
Yeah. So this is Mr. Richard Selzer said this.
Oh, you know who Richard Selzer is?
No, who is that?
I don't know. No. I'm asking you.
No, I have no idea who he is. There was the comic there, the smart guy. I don't think it's the same guy. I think that guy's name is Robert Selzer. But anyway, surgery, obviously, to this person is something that is, amongst everything else that is medicine, the pharmaceuticals, the herbal remedies, the holistic approach, surgery is the red flower.
Red flag or red flower?
Red flower, because you bleed a lot. No. That blooms among the leaves and thorns that are the rest of medicine.
Okay, red flower. He's talking poppy somehow, and then that's related to like opium and cocaine and stuff. So where's he going with this?
Yeah. It's kind of interesting that, obviously, he thinks that the only way you're going to fix something is to cut into you. Get rid of everything else. You got headaches? Brain surgery. You got a problem with your foot? Let's get in there and
I'm thinking along the lines of the flower blooming from all the craziness and what you go through, the medicine and the whole thing. It's this red flower. This is the, you know, finally, this is what you're waiting for. You know, the final outcome and the actual repair, the fixing, you know, the bloom.
That's nice. Yeah, I don't know. I can see that. That's good.
See what I mean?
Yeah, I wanted to get two different perspectives of that.
Of course, that comes from my background as being a flower arranger. Arranger.
Arranger.
Spoiled my own joke.
Yes, that sucks when you do that. Anyway, that's this week's Jabbercrow brought to you by Steve and Larry.
Wabash and Strabane, Burbank, California.
Here we go.
Use Jabber quotes.
So let's get down into what happens during surgery. So some people who don't even think in surgery, man, these guys are joking about it. What really is, what's up with surgery? What happens? You go to the hospital and you get cut up? What happens? How do you get from walking in the front door to the recovery room where you're kind of out of it and you're in a hospital gown? And
I don't think much of it. I know this was only the time I had surgery, the only time. And I knew I had to go, knew I had to be there. There was nothing I could do to stop it. I had to have all this done, and I go there and I wait, and they take me into the thing, and I put my stuff in a locker and put on the gown and sit there and wait for a little while. My aunt and uncle, brother, Lana's all there, and then they come and get me and take me into the room, and I talk to the anesthesiologist. Next thing I know, I'm shooting me with stuff, and that was weird in itself. Being in the room there, he said, I'm going to turn this on, whatever, and you're going to go to sleep. And he said, okay, here it comes. And within 2 seconds, I said, whoa, this is like, it feels like a kind of a sharp pain right to all my limbs. I felt something like nerve thing all the way right down to my feet and everything. And I was out right
that's,
away.
That's funny.
I said, this really feels weird. And then I was gone. Done.
Hmm.
Woke up with somebody else's arm on me. It's a good thing people donate. I said, why don't you give me a baby's arm, man? It'll last me forever.
Give me a fresh, brand new arm. Wow.
Wow.
That was interesting. as far as my experience with the anesthesiologist, that's the whole fun thing right there. I love that. They're the serious dudes I usually find. As far as the surgery goes,
an important job, and
because they can kill you easily,
yeah,
very easily. People die all the time. Someone's going to die today because an anesthesiologist didn't.
I'm glad you told me that now and not before I had it done. Thank you.
So they're very serious about their job because they can really screw you up. Oftentimes, they come and talk to you beforehand.
It's not always them; it's your body reaction. It's not right. Necessarily that they do what they do all the time.
But. Exactly. And they have to really know some history about you. And if you're wearing crowns and all this other stuff. And
I don't wear my crown anymore.
Is it butter or is it margarine? It's imperial. I feel like a king. No. So that whole experience of going out, I love that feeling. I wish I could just do that every night.
I was scared. It scared me.
Really?
Yeah. I felt like really weird all the way to, it was a scary feeling. All the way through my legs and feet, right down, right away. Within 3 seconds, I was gone. I thought I'd be, you know, count back or something, or they tell you count back from 10, or I was gone, man. Out.
10. That's it. You're done.
Yeah. Pretty much. No snoring, nothing. That's how deep.
And when I go, it's always in my head. I get this tingling sensation on my forehead, like I'm going to, like it's just going.
There he goes. He's gone. We'll be back right after this. Okay. And we're back again. we don't have any commercials. We have nothing to play right now.
Wow. Touch Class Radio listeners are just.
So that was like just a marker for me because I have to edit the live show. For other reasons.
For the Jabbercast. Podcast.
Not for the podcast. No, I don't edit for the podcast anymore.
We should just say
you are. Well, for the podcast.
Yeah, there you go.
Right. Okay, I said it. Crazy.
Nobody.
Oh, I guess, okay. Time doesn't matter anymore. Time. Oh, yes, it does.
Well, of course.
It's the last segment that's important because it's our way out.
That's it.
It's crazy.
It always matters. Time always matters. If you lose track of time, you're stuck. You're sunk.
It's a good learning process, though. So, sure. You're back with us. He was out, and now he's back.
Sure. I've had a few surgeries, actually. I had to, after I got married, we tried to have kids, and we couldn't have them. So
you couldn't have them?
No, I had something wrong with my yeah.
Okay.
It was my plumbing. So I had to have surgery for that. And the doctor, his name is Dr. McLeod. I hope he's retired now. I'm pretty sure he is.
Dr. McLeod?
Yeah. There's a...
Ian McLeod? No, it can't be Ian McLeod. Why? Maybe a brother or something. Ian McLeod is a gynecologist. Maybe... Oh, yeah. Was your plumbing that bad that you...
No. Okay. My wife, for our first child, started having... he's an OBGYN guy. Dr. McLeod.
Ian McLeod.
Yeah.
Older guy. He must have been at time.
Yeah.
You know what? I think I need to talk to that guy really badly.
Why?
Because I think Ian McLeod at one time was not an
OBGYN.
What's that mean? Bring your own booze? Anyways, I think he was a normal doctor or whatever, but I think he was treating my dad's dad for his cancer, which I'm not 100% sure of the kind of cancer, hereditary kidney cancer. And that's why I want to find out what kind of cancer my grandfather had. And apparently he's in Florida now, but go on.
And this guy was Scottish. I think he's a McLeod.
He's a McLeod.
Yeah. And I never forget seeing him for the first time. He had his doctor's garb on and it was full of blood. Liquids dried up on it. Like,
oh
yeah, I wasn't digging that.
While he was an OBYN?
No, no. This is another Dr. McLeod.
Oh, okay.
The first one was my wife's first job.
OBYN.
And he did something to my wife or asked her to do something. And
he's the one that borned me.
Did he?
Yeah.
Okay. I can believe that. And then my wife heard a story about some other girl, and she said, okay, I'm getting rid of this guy. Hmm. We weren't happy with him at all.
Is his office on by Met there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's him. Yeah. That's my mom's gynecologist from way back. Sorry.
And he was like the president of the Doctors Association at one time, too. Anyway, this is tall guy.
No, I mean, yeah, but I mean, he's prominent guy in the medical field, whatever.
This is a different doctor.
Okay.
So, anyway, there was that whole thing. And he had a rude bed manner. So, it was, okay, come over here, lad.
Yeah.
Drop your pants down. Drop your drawers. He goes, oh, I see the problem right here. Okay, pull him back up. You got to have surgery.
Well, you seen it right that fast?
That fast.
And what was it? What do you see?
It was a varicose veins in my testicles.
Varicose veins?
Yeah. One vein, varicose.
Okay.
So
you just take it out.
So what happens, if you really want to know, is your testicles create the sperm, but if there's not enough heat in there, what will happen is the sperm will be non-motive, they call it. They're just slow, and they won't ever make it up the passage. But the way I got the varicose vein in the first place, I got another frog going on, and what happens is if there's too much heat in there, like if you wear your pants too tight or you have a laptop on like your crotch, which back then there was no laptops. But anyway, I don't know how that happened. You can get a varicose vein. That's what happened to me. And the surgery had nothing to do with that area. They cut you right in the same place where you have a hernia operation. And they tie it up there. And they give me some medicine. And within 3 months, my wife was pregnant. So that all worked fine. But the worst part was they stapled it. They stapled this area right here.
Ooh.
Yeah. I think staple is a good idea for quickness. And that's it. And if you don't really care what the scar looks like, which I guess he didn't think I would care what that looked like. But to get those staples out, my wife was in the waiting room and she heard me screaming. To this day, I think, what was the thing that hurt the most? Getting those staples out.
Wow.
It was so painful. He was just so brutal. This may hurt a little bit, lad. Bob, he's got the pliers, literally pliers, pulling them out. Boom, boom, boom. I was just freaking out. It was just brutal.
I can handle it.
So anyway, and it turns out, later on, that they do stitch up the muscle tissue underneath the skin, and those stitches started coming out of my body years and years later because they weren't done properly. It was just a quick zip-zappity job. Anyway, that was my first surgery. The second surgery I had was I had a something in my toe forever. Mm-hmm. And it bugged me for a long time. So I had to get someone, they had to extract whatever was in there. Cysts or something, I'm not positive.
Okay.
And then I had the same kind of thing in my finger. When I was 15 years old, I shot an arrow up in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked up and I could see it was coming down, but I didn't know it was around me somewhere. So I just made a run for it. I got to get the hell out of here. And it just grazed my finger.
You're lucky that's all it hit, though.
Yeah, it could hit me in the head. Yeah. Who knows, whatever. And I just thought it cut my finger. But a couple weeks later, there's something in there.
Mm-hmm.
It healed with the tip of the arrow in my finger. And that was in there forever and ever. For 20-something years it was in there. And I finally went and saw a doctor. And I had to go to the hospital to get that taken out mm-hmm. as well. And then I got a vasectomy.
Right.
Another surgery. Then I got the septoplasty, another surgery, and then I just had my ACL repaired. So I had a few, few surgical.
I got things. A couple to go, or one to go after. I had twice in my finger for glass, and the second time there was still glass in it, and now there's still glass in it. It's got to come out. It hurts to bend it or any pressure, but I had to wait because of the shoulder surgery thing, and I don't want to have both sides impaired at the same time. No. So I had to cancel that for now, and they're just waiting for me to call back. What's next week's on the Jabbercast? Next week's show?
You're asking me right now?
Oh, well, why not?
Before I answer that question,
okay, yeah,
I want to ask you about your finger thing. Were you playing a glass guitar? Is that what happened there?
No, I was doing housework. Stuck my hand between the seat and the back of a chair trying to clean out the slot there for any dust or anything, and there was a piece of glass in there, and it stuck in one end and came out the other end. Couldn't even pull it out. Had to go to the hospital, get it taken out. Curved glass. Couldn't pull it out. It was stuck in there so bad.
So there's tons of nerves in there that's got damage?
Yeah, something's going on and it hurts. Yeah. Affects my job.
Not your jabber casting job, that's for sure.
Well, no, I'm just blabbering.
So you're
gibberish.
Your pinky on that hand hurts as well. The tip of your pinky hurts.
Well, yeah, all the fingers actually. He said, "Oh yeah, your couple of these two fingers here, you probably feel." And it's all of them, man. Even the thumb. When I press on the thing to get water out of that thing, I can't.
Like electrical shock?
Kind of? Yeah, almost. Yep. Nerve thing jolts you.
Okay. Next week on the Jabbercast.
Did you notice the thing there? Okay.
Oh yeah, I noticed. Okay. Yeah. How could I not notice that? And this is going to be another really good show. It's something that I kind of have a liking to, something I've always thought about. I shouldn't say always, but just recently, in the last couple of years, I've always been thinking about end times.
Ooh, that's next week.
End of days, end of the world, the golden age, 2012, in the Mayan calendar. And where did those Mayans go?
I know where they are.
I'll
let you know next week.
Revelation, the book of Revelations is all about end days. Big JD's got, holy smokes, this is going to be a great show. Thanks, Chris. Who's Chris? What's going on with that?
Oh, my buddy, Chris is the one that sent that email that one time, remember?
Oh, right.
Doing
right.
A show. You guys should do a show on the end times.
Oh, yeah.
He likes that stuff.
And if anybody else wants to give us another idea for shows, send them to hearmeout@thejabbercast. Here spelled H-E-A-R for all you.
Or you can just go to the contact page of thejabbercast.com, and we have a My Chingo recorder there. Press on leave us a message. It'll take you to the page where you just hit the record button, as long as you have a microphone on your computer.
Yeah.
Make sure you just record it right there.
Stick one of those in this show here.
Stick one of those,
In the podcast.
Huh?
In the podcast?
What about it? Stick one of what and where?
Somebody says this is from...
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah. You told me you had a bunch on that one.
Well, I got 20 from... Eric, so.
Eric, one of our big fans of the Jabbercast. Yeah, so end days. That's going to be a good one.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun for sure.
Okay.
Filler time. I mean, Miller time.
You're not a Miller time kind of guy.
No.
I went to a family thing last night and I had the urge to drink. I was offered drinks, but I didn't take it. I haven't drank since my surgery, which is kind of... I'm kind of trying to clean up myself as far as the stuff that I put into my body.
Oh, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Well, we're out of time.
Are we really?
It's been a blast. and we could probably just keep jabbering on.
We could. I thought there was another 10-minute yeah. segment, but I guess I'm wrong.
But it's time for us to go, and okay. we'll be back on right here on touchclassradio.com next week, Sunday morning, 11 a.m., and we'll see you then. From Big JD and Lippo.
Thanks for listening.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.